Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Thanks, Maggie. Good day, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Okay, this week we're going to talk about body mass index. This week the poem that we're going to look at is a fascinating database, a group of Israelis born between the 1920 and 1921. Like the Framingham study, this data set has served many purposes over the years. Today we're going to look at an article in JAGS, the Journal of the American Geriatric Society. The article asks a simple clinical question: is what is the relationship between BMI, body mass index, and mortality in the elderly? Let me just give a little background on BMI. It's become a bit more controversial than it has been. It was developed, listeners might not know this, by a Belgian statistician in the early 1800s. It fell out of favor very quickly, was resurrected in the late 1970s and early 1980s. As we know, it doesn't measure fat directly. There are other ways to measure sort of fatness that includes skin fold thickness, using calipers, underwater weighing, bioelectrical impedance, other methods as well. The problem for most of us is we don't have underwater tanks and calipers at our bedside. So we've come to use this body mass index, which is a simple calculation where weight in kilograms is placed over height in meters squared, and you come up with a body mass index. By way of background, Mark, what is the relationship then between body mass index and mortality?
Oy vey, this was an interesting study. And this is one of those that I got a call from my dad saying, see, it's okay that I'm a little overweight. It got quite a bit of play in the media. People love to be told it's okay to be a little overweight. But yeah, they initially had 500 residents of Jerusalem who were in this study in 1990, and then subsequently they increased the numbers, and by 2005, they had over 1,000 participants. And each one was assessed by a nurse or an occupational therapist who got their demographic info, personal history, lifestyle, health services, function, cognitive status, and then they had doctors do an exam and a medical history and a review of systems. And the researchers calculated the BMI, and then they looked at mortality rates over time. And they had up to 18 years of follow-up for patients. They looked at the relationship between BMI and death, and they adjusted for things like diabetes and heart disease and smoking and physical activity and self-rated health. I mean, obviously, if somebody has a low BMI because they have chronic COPD and they're kind of a pink puffer type of person, or they have cancer, that would skew things inappropriately. So they tried to adjust for all that. And what they found was that at ages 70 and 78 and 85 years, each one unit increase in BMI was associated with lower mortality risk. And the hazard ratios were between 0.94 and 0.91, and they were actually, it was a little better in women, so being a little overweight as a woman was better than for men. For men, the hazard ratio wasn't significant at age 70, but it was at 78 and 91. There appears to be this association in the elderly where increased BMI is associated with a lower risk of death. And I think when you get toward the extremes, when they had BMIs greater than 30, particularly in men, they did have worse survival. And so you don't want to be really fat, but I think, you know, a little zaftig, you know, that's okay.
Right. I'm sure that there are lots of people that will be very pleased by this.
That's right.
Is it something that we should be counseling our patients, or is it just sort of FYI for us?
You know, it's more of a curiosity, I think. And, you know, with this kind of study, as much as they may try to adjust for, smoking and cancer and things like that, there's a lot that you don't know about or can't adjust for. And so, I think it's interesting. I think it does support the general notion that body mass index is not a terribly good predictor of mortality at all, and that, you know, there are a lot of other things. Someone can be somewhat overweight and actually be, as far as we can tell, quite healthy in terms of their actual mortality. So it's not as reliable as some of the other things that we look at in terms of do they smoke, are they diabetic, you know, those sort of predictors.
You know, just about wearing my California touchy-feely hat for a second, you know, it does serve as another reminder to me clinically that, you know, by the time somebody reaches 70 or 78 or 85 years old, the study here, there are bigger battles to fight. And, you know, if somebody is heavy, it's more important that we not hassle them. They know they're heavy. And this is suggesting that there are other things that that we can do for them about their weight, particularly if they're only mildly overweight.
That's right.
So when I get overweight, Mark, don't hassle me.
Yeah.
At least if I'm 70.
Some of us are already there.
Yeah, we're working on it. Mark, we'll talk with you again next week. Thanks for
the
advice. Okay,
thanks,
bye-bye.
Mike.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.